it is tournament time, and Vanderbilt women's basketball team got into the round of 64 with a win last night over Columbia. And we say hello to their head coach, Shea Ralph, who is on the line with us. Coach, congratulations. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're great. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here with you guys again.
So did you celebrate a little bit last night after the win, and now you wake up this morning and all eyes on Baylor, or are you still kind of enjoying that that W a little bit?
Yeah, we definitely. I mean, we celebrate every win here, whether you guys see the wins or not. But we didn't have a lot of time to do that. We didn't leave the gym until about midnight last night, and then, you know, obviously the first order for us, the priority is getting the kids rested, the players rested and fed. And this morning, we're up and at them, preparing for Baylor. My staff is awesome. The assistant's probably up all night watching film and doing all the things, but we don't practice until later today. So it's about more recovery this morning and making sure we have our game plan together.
How do you help them, you know, kind of understand what this time of year is like? You did it as a player. You know, obviously have been now as a coach getting to the NCAA tournament, but it's a different time of year. It's you know, you're playing every other day, and then obviously you'll have a little bit of rest if you keep moving forward. But it's got to be an intense time, and if, you know, your players have never done this before, how do you kind of help them navigate those waters?
Yeah, it's a great question. The way that we do that starts way before we get here, right? So one of the things that we've talked about since we've been here with our team is preparing to play for championships. And so we schedule our games this way sometimes in the non-conference. We try to do, you know, where I'll talk to them about, hey, this is what it looks like when we're going to get to the NCAA tournament. We're going to have to prepare this way. We're going to play two really good teams. You know, 2 days apart, and that's what it's going to feel like when you get into March. The same thing with practice, film, preparation, recovery. We try to treat the entire year as we would treat the NCAA tournament so that when we get here, even though they know it's different because it's March and you lose and you go home, we don't prepare any differently. We don't practice any differently. Nothing. We don't travel any differently. Everything looks exactly the same. So they know and feel, hey, we've been here before, even though they haven't in March. And a lot of what you experience in the NCAA tournament, guys, you don't know until you get here. You don't know until you experience it. So that's one of the things I'm really excited about for my team, because they're experiencing it for the first time. But we got to win. We won. We're still here. We're still dancing. And I could just see the level of confidence lift yesterday in the locker room. They were so, so happy, so proud, so excited, and we're really, really looking forward to playing again tomorrow.
We're talking to Vanderbilt women's basketball coach Shea Ralph. And Coach, let's go back to Sunday when you heard your team's name announced, you're in the tournament. How just elated were you for your team and your staff? Because, you know, it's funny, people think you guys just show up in September and start playing basketball. But, I mean, you're there in May, June, July, August. You see the sweat and the tears. How much elation was it when you saw the name called and the hard work pay off?
Man, I don't even know that I can put the joy into words. The happiness I felt for my team, my staff, the happiness I felt for our program, our athletic director, our chancellor, you know, our community, everyone who has invested so much in our program, that, you know, it shows our team. And I was saying this to them earlier. I think it's hard this day and age when you're leading a young group to get them to understand, you know, how great things take time. And that's not the world that we live in. I mean, I can order something from Amazon right now and it'll be here in a couple hours, you know, like
right.
it's not the world we live in. And so getting them to understand, hey, keep your head down, limit your distractions, focus on what you can control, do the work. I promise you it will pay off. And so to see them experience that moment for me, as a leader, as a person that's trying to guide them in life and help them grow as young women, was just so joyful and so huge. And I'm just glad that I get to be on this journey with them and that we get to fight another day.
You guys take on Baylor tomorrow. How do you, I know the answer, but I don't know if the audience knows the answer. When you go and you play Columbia, and when you play Baylor, you've already scouted Baylor, and that's not being cocky or confident. You just got to do your due diligence in case you win the game. So you've already scouted Baylor a little bit, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My assistant coaches are responsible for that. So one coach had Columbia, and you know, we found out on Sunday night, and then we left on Monday early afternoon, and he had the game scouted by then. And the other two are working on the other teams in the tournament so that, you know, when we win and we move forward, we're prepared. So I have a coach actually outside the room waiting for me to talk about Baylor right now. We've scouted them. The film is ready for the players. The report is printed. And now we don't change anything, you know, and that's how we, like I said earlier, that's how we prepare all year. Nothing is different for us. Now we just go in technically, how are we going to defend them? How are we going to score against them? What does that look like? What are the keys to the game? Utilizing everything we've worked on all year.
Coach Shea Ralph is with us, Vanderbilt women's basketball coach. So I know Iyanna Moore had 22 points last night, but what's going through your mind when she hits that big three-pointer in the final 30 seconds as things are wrapping up?
You know, as soon as it left her hands, I felt like it was going in. I feel that way anytime she takes a big shot. But it was, you know, going through my mind, if we better get our butts back on D, you know, and not give them an easy bucket. But I also felt like for Iyanna, just watching the game yesterday, watching her prepare all year, knowing what she went through last year, early on, had that knee injury, her first big injury of her career, she's looking and playing like, you know, an All-American. She's playing like a kid who wants to be great. She's a dynamic elite guard. And when you make those shots in those moments in March, you know, that kind of stuff you can't give a player in practice. I can't give her the level of confidence that she just gained last night in practice or in a regular season game. That's a huge moment for our team, but it was also a huge moment for Iyanna Moore. I'm really excited to continue to watch her grow.
You know, something that you talked about earlier about, you know, winning, and we talked to you earlier in the year about, you know, coming in and working with these girls and teaching them how to win, because you got to learn that at some point. You can't just show up, put a team together, and all of a sudden, you know, you're winning games. You grew up in a culture of winning, playing at UConn, coaching at UConn, with Gino and learning that. How did you take some of those things that you learned both as a player and then as assistant and have now applied it to Vanderbilt, that we're now starting to see the fruits of that labor as you make the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. I think that probably there's a couple things that I've taken and that I've tried really hard to apply here. The first is resiliency. So one of the things that I've respected about Coach Arima as a leader was his resiliency and his ability to show up the same way every day. And I know as a leader of our program and the coach of our young women, I can't ask them to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. You know, I got to show up with positive energy. I got to weather the storm. I got to throw punches and whatever they need from me, I got to bring it. And also I think the main thing, hopefully, that you guys are seeing is the culture that we're building. And to me, that's being myself, my staff, our players investing in each other and building real relationships. So I'm a relationship-based coach. I'm not transactional. And I feel like I have to know my kids. I got to know my players. I got to know my staff as human beings to be able to give them each what they need when they need it. I thought Coach Arima was really good at that. It's one of his greatest assets. It's his ability to know, you know, who he's working with and to be able to press the buttons that need to be pressed so that he can maximize their full potential. And so I think what you're seeing now is our kids understanding what that looks and feels like. We've built trust. It takes time. We've built trust. We've laid a foundation of a really strong culture, and now they're seeing the benefits of what all that looks like and feels like when you get to compete, you know, for championships, and that your culture is strong enough to do so.
We're talking to Vanderbilt women's basketball coach Shea Ralph today. And Coach, I got to ask you this. You spent so much time around Gino as a player and a coach, and I know he drove you crazy, but as a coach, as a head coach, have you done things to, and like, oh my God, I'm now Gino. This is what he did, and now I'm doing the same thing. There's got to be instances where you kind of like emulating what he did because you spent so much time around him.
Yeah, I think I could probably give you a million examples. Some that are like, I'm really proud of that. You know, like, hey, that was like Coach Arima. Some I'm like, oh my God, I sound just like Coach Arima. Like you would say when you sound like, I sound like my mom sometimes. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to do that, you know? But it's funny because you spend so much time with people, and I'm a lot like him, but I'm also very different. You know, I'm a little bit more laid back. I'm not Italian, and I don't have that like Italian fire, but I have passion and fire myself. I think some of the things that he taught me in some moments where I'll say things and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I remember him saying that. And you know, I'll shoot him a message or some of the staff members a message and be like, I can't believe I said this, but I did, you know, and, sounded just like you. But I think it's pretty cool now for me to be in this position. And I couldn't be more grateful for the time that I spent at Connecticut, the opportunity that I got to do things, there with him for our team at UConn to compete for championships has built me into who I am now and has prepared me for this moment with my team.
Well, Coach, best of luck against Baylor. Enjoyed this conversation, and very happy for you all. It's not done yet, though, but looking forward to watching the ride and talking to you down the road.
That's right. It's not done yet. Anchor down, everyone. I'm so happy to be here today. Thanks for having me.